With that, I'd like to ask any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, Linda.
First, for my younger brother, he's pretty sick right now with COVID.
Wow.
And a friend here, Ken Tompkinson, has a big knot that has shown up on his neck. And so he's going to go to the doctor tomorrow.
Oh. How's your nephew going?
Fair.
That's all right. Keep on keeping on. And I know now why doctors and lawyers say they're in a practice. Because they have to practice. We, as our life, we have to practice this thing called life. So just tell them to hang in there. Anybody else? Judy.
Sister Dawn asked for prayer last Sunday. She is really bad. She found out she has stage 4 cancer, lung cancer. She's also down to 75 pounds, and they can't operate or anything. So her name's Debbie.
Okay. Lord, hear our prayer this morning. Travis.
Yeah, I would ask for prayers for my stepdad, Reggie. He's attended here a few times before.
Yeah.
He's just going through the stage. He lost mom 3 years ago, and he's just going through the stage now. I think he's in stage depression a little bit. He don't want to go to church. He loves church, but he just don't want to go. And having him going, kind of sitting in the house by himself a lot. So this prayer is for him, and he will guide us and how to help.
Help him, yeah. Thank you. Lord, hear our prayers this morning.
I'd like to request prayer for my father, Malcolm. He's, he was in the hospital and he had high blood pressure Sunday night. But this morning, ever since then, he's been dealing with tinnitus, ringing in the ears, and he said it's just awful. He can't sleep, he's just miserable. So he's just got a lot of health issues.
Yeah, thank you. Hear our prayer, Lord. Anybody else? Sandra.
Pray that things are getting better at work. Think we're working stuff out and starting to, our new boss, Carly, she's getting a sense of our what we do, and she jumped in and is doing really well. So I'm happy about that. Next week, I will not be here. I will be in Jacksonville, and then I will be preparing to go to West Virginia.
Good.
So
good.
I'm going to be missing a few weeks.
Good.
I'm going to thank God that Mary's with us today.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, I understand you've had a long step in ministry yourself. Can you share with us a little?
Yes. I've been pastoring, well, I've been in ministry for 29 years, and I've been pastoring for 24, November to 25 years.
Wow. Well, thank you for your gift, and thank you for your service. Thank you for, and thank you for being with us this morning.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Todd, Phil.
Well, it's good to see so many pews.
Yes.
Every week I look at pictures taken from back here, and there are a lot of empty spaces that I try to fill with empty space.
Yeah.
And it's good to see you all here.
Yeah,
I'll try next week to make sure it's cool when you come in.
Joanne 2, I call her Joanne 2 because that's Joanne 1. That's T-O-O 2, not
she also. She lives down the lane also.
Yes.
Yeah.
And when we had our Methodist gathering here a couple of weeks back, Joanne took a lot of pictures, and she sent them to Phil, and Phil organized them and put them on the website. So it's very interesting, and I tried to forward that link to Ken, what's his name? Ken
Peacock.
Huh? Peacock. Yeah, Ken Peacock. And for some reason, I don't have his email address. So maybe one of you that are familiar with Emmaus can forward it to him, or I think I can probably call Curtis and get it, but I think Curtis would enjoy having them too. Because they are very, there's like 30 photos, and it's really good. Did you see them, Ken? Yeah.
They're in the photo page.
On the photo page.
Which is accessed through great.
See, that's another reason. Go to the website, bethelumctlh.org, and you will find yourself just, well, you can spend all day in there and never see everything. It's amazing. Yeah, you can even go back and listen to my first sermon when we came here in 1996. No, 2000. When was that? 2000. I'm getting off too. Okay. We'll join in attitude of prayer followed by the Lord's Prayer.